Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur Brachos Daf Nun Tes. Don't forget to click on the Daf to view today's Mark Tosfos using the popular Gemara marking system, similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. We turn to the top of Daf Nun Tes, where we see Tosfos Dibur Matzel al Haruchos Omer Shekoichoi Ugvurosoi Mole Oilom. The note on the side of the Ein Mishpat says that this Tosfos is relevant to the Mishnah. In other words, it should have been printed on Daf Nun Daled. But nevertheless, it says in the Mishnah that on Ruchos, regarding winds, one would say the Bracha of Koichoi Ugvurosoi Mole Oilom. Yushalmi, and in the Yushalmi Masnisin, the Mishnah is to be explained kishiboyin bezam, when it's a wind coming with great force. Aval kishiboyin benachas, if it's a wind that comes in an even keeled fashion, omer boruch oise breishis. This Tosfos, the Yushalmi, that is, that Tosfos quotes, requires much further explanation, because to suggest that on a normal wind that comes benachas, nachas means it in a pleasant form, one would make a bracha when there are always winds. So there, and we know that these brachas are said only lefrokim, when things happen once every 30 days. So we'll just leave the Tosfos now as it is, with its quote of the Yushalmi, but requiring further investigation. Hilchoch Nimrinu L'Travayu. This Tosfos is coming off a quote from the Gemara that dealt with the bracha made on the sighting of a rainbow. And we had seen on the lower part of the page, you might skim down in the Gemara and you can see there's a diamond of Rabbi Shur ben Levi, and three lines after that you'll see a 1 and a 2 in the Gemara in the middle of the line, where the first suggestion was to say Boruch Zocher Habris, and the second was to have a bracha of Ne'emon Bevriso V'kayim B'mamoro. Rav Papa, after hearing those opinions, he said let's incorporate both. And that's what this Tosfos is referring to. Hilchoch Nimrinu L'Travayu. Let us therefore say both texts in one bracha. Omer Ri, the Ein Chosmin B'Baruch B'Bracha Zu. The bracha over the Keshes, the rainbow, does not have a closing bracha. The Hefi Mevorech. So how is it to be said? So Tosfos presents a text that is different than the text that the Gemara itself cited, which is just an interesting thing to note. Something that needs to be investigated further. The Tosfos says the bracha is Baruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ho'olam Ne'emon Bevriso V'Kayom B'Shvuaso V'Zocher Habris. So that he starts with the Ne'emon Bevriso, which is found in the Tanaic source, the Rabbi Shmuel Benoshim Berachim Berbroken source. That term is found, Ne'emon Bevriso. But then the next term, Kayem B'Mamoro, is what's in the Gemara text, and Tosfos has Kayem B'Shvuoso, and then the Zocher Habris is the text that was suggested by the Gemara, that we have listed as number one. For those who are interested in the Sidurim, you will find that the text that the Gemara quotes is basically preserved, where the in a Siddur it says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Zocher Habris, which is the number one in our Gemara, and it goes on V'ne'emon Bevriso V'kayom B'mamoro. We continue with the next Tosfos. Rava Omar Hosom Mevorech Shekoichu Gvoso Mole Oilom V'Oise Maise Breishis. This is found in the Gemara, where Abaye had said Kroich Utni, In other words, the Gemara or the Mishnah pointed out that on mountains and hills, one says Baruch Oysa Maisa Bracious. On this, the Gemara asked, "What about the things mentioned earlier in the Mishnah? Are they not also attached or associated with Maisa Bracious?" And the Gemara mentioned things like lightning are found in Psukim dealing with the creation. So Abaye said, in fact, all of the items in the Mishnah are to have a double bracha. That is, all the items mentioned in the early part of the Mishnah where these brachas were discussed. Rava said, Hosam mevorech tarti. That means regarding the things in the early part of the Mishnah, you would say tarti. Now tarti, and the Gemara spells out shekoych grosim olam and oisam aisa brachos. The Tosfos says, contrary to the simple reading of the Gemara, which said that on the early items mentioned in the Mishnah, you would say two brachas. Tosfos says, "Pirush oimer oi hai eize shiyirtze." That when it says tarti, it doesn't mean you say both brachas. It means you have a choice to choose one of the two. In other words, no limitation. Whereas in the case of Horem Ugvos, you are limited to Oysa Maisha Maisa Bracious. And V'chein Piresh Rav Alphus. And Rav Alphus explains thusly as well. So Tosfos is clarifying pshat in the Gemara and suggesting that you would not say two brachas on one of those items, the earlier items in the Mishnah, but just one of the two brachas, your choice. The Rashi, we should just point out, doesn't sound like that. Rashi and Rashi on this particular point doesn't comment. Rashi's comment is on the Kroch Utoni of Abaye. Continuing in the next Tosfos is where it says Hilkoch Nimrinu Letrevayu. This particular Tosfos really belongs on Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses the bracha over rain. The Gemara had suggested a particular text, and this was found, if you are on Amud Beis, you can see in the middle of the Amud, we had a bracketed section. In the middle, you could see where the brackets are because of the bracket length indicator, the vertical dashed dotted line, and where Gemara was questioning the text of Baruch Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Roiv Ha'odos. So Rava said it should say Hokel Hodos instead of Rov Hodos. The problem with Rov sounding like the majority of thanks is due to the Almighty, but not all. Rava changed the Lashon, but then Rav Papa came and said, well, let's preserve both texts, Rov Hodos for Hokel Hodos. On this, the Tosfos says, Hilkoch Niminu L'Trevayu, Rov Hodos V'Kel Hodos, L'Fikoch Tiknu B'Yishtabach. In the morning davening, where you come to the end of the Psukei Dezimra, you have a paragraph known as Yishtabach. Achar Siyum HaBrocha, at the end of that brocha, we say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Kael Melech Godoil Batishbochos, Kael Ha'odaos. So we have a double type expression of Godol Batishbachos and Kel Ha'odos, similar to what Rav Papa suggests here of saying Rov Ha'odos and Kel Ha'odos. So in the Yishtabach we see the Kel Ha'odos term. We have in our Yishtabach we have Godol Batishbachos, according to Tosfos, seemingly parallel to the Rov Ha'odos suggestion here, which, by the way, sheds light on the expression rov, not meaning majority, but an expression referring to greatness. We continue with the Tosfos on Amud Beis at the top, Hatoiv of Ameitiv. Aval Ashinui Lechem V'Ashinui Basur Ein Mevorchem Hatov Ameitiv. The Hatov Ameitiv Tosfos that is referring to is referring to the Gemara mentioned that when wine is served and a new bottle of wine is presented, a second type of wine is presented, so one would make a Hatov Ameitiv Bracha, even though on the new bottle or the new cup of wine, the different wine that's served, one doesn't make a new Borei Pri HaGefen, but he does make Hatov Ameitiv. And that's referred to in the Gemara the term Shinui Yayin, a change in wine. So the Tosfos is saying that if someone was eating a certain type of bread and a new kind of bread is brought out, or a new type of meat is brought out after he's eaten one type and a second is brought out, Ein mevorchen hatov ameitiv. The davka ayayin, the is be tarti. Only with regard to wine did they establish a special brocha, because wine is above and beyond all other foodstuffs. It has two aspects. Disoid, it nourishes and sustains. U mesamech, and also provides joy. So on that, mevorchem hatov ameitiv, aval boser v'lechem lo. But on boser and lechem, as important and significant items as they may be, there is no special bracha because of the change in type that is brought out. As we go on in the Tosfos, we will see the Rabbeinu, the Rashbam, and his explanation about Shinu Yayin. His point will be that only where there's an upgrading of the wine will Hatov Ameitiv be recited. And the Rabbeinu Tam, who is also in a diamond, will represent a different opinion on that. And that's why we have these highlighted with a diamond. And then toward the end of the Tosfos is a Yesh Meforshim that also lays down his parameters of when Hatov Ameitiv will be recited. What we've done in the Tosfos, in addition to the diamonds, we've also used some long markings. The Rashbam is noted to the immediate right-hand side of the Tosfos text. The Rashbam is encircled with a vertical descending dashed line, indicating the length of his presentation, followed by the Rabbeinu Tam in a similar marking. So, Upirush Rashbam, the Arve Psochim, in the last parak of Maseches Psochim, the Davka Kishachro Meshubach Mevorchem Hatov Ameitiv. Hatov Ameitiv is recited over wine when there's a change in wine, only when the second type of wine is more more valuable, improved, higher quality type wine. Avol b'kayotze bo loy. If it's a similar quality wine that's brought out, then one would not make a Hatov Ameitiv. V'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi b'keitzed mevorchim. D'keitzed mevorchim. The Yerushalmi would seem to reflect this opinion as well, where it says, Omar Rebbe Abba Bar Rav Una Tzorich Levorech Al Yayin Chodosh V'yashan. Shinui Yayin Ein Tzorich Levorech. Shinui Mokoim Tzorich Levorech. Hesech Hadas K'shinui Mokoim. So there are a number of halachas that Yerushalmi points out over here. But what we want to focus on is the statement that Tzorich Levorech Al Yayin Chodosh V'yashan. There's new wine and aged wine. So Mashma Davke K'shachron Yoshan the Odif Tfei. It sounds from here that the need for the brocha, and let us assume we're talking about the brocha of Hatov Ameitiv, that is generated only if you're originally were drinking Chodosh, and now a new aged wine, a new meaning a second bottle of aged wine is brought out. where age-wise considered odif is considered better, of greater quality than chodosh. The term meshubach was used before, so we say that yoshan is more meshubach than chodosh. V'rabbeinu tam piresh da'afilu ein ho'achron choshiv rak shelo yishtana ligriusa yoser midai. Rabbeinu Tam says that you will say hatov ameitiv even if the second wine that's brought out is not better. As long as it's not lower in quality, you will still be able to say a hatov ameitiv. The Hochi Misayim Bo, the Yerushalmi, continues to say as follows, and he gives you now a quote. Rebbe al kol chavis v'chavis shoye poseach oye mevorech hatov ameitiv. On every barrel that Rebbe would open up and drink from it, he would say hatov ameitiv. U'mashma dolo kopid imo achron meshubach im lav. And it doesn't sound like, in the case of Rebbe, that there was any insistence or requirement of the second one being improved. Afagav di yoshon idkar basof, even though in the earlier quote where we dashed underlined chodosh v'yoshon, yoshon is mentioned second, sounding as if it's upgrading. Mikomokom neimo de Rebbe Poligole. Even so, Rebbe might very well disagree with that, and Rabbeinu Tam is going like Rebbe. Lepirsh Rashbam yamideno lach de Rebbe. The Rashbam, who was insistent on the upgrading in order to say hatova meitiv, so the Rashbam will set up Rebbe b'mesupok imo achron toiv. He is in doubt whether the second barrel may be of a better quality. Umisofek hoya mevorech al kol echod shemo mishubachu, and out of a doubt, so Rebbe would make a bracha. Maybe the second one is of superior quality. Now, since our Gemara markings Tosfos Shirim is limited to the reading and the explanation of the text of the Tosfos, we are not going to go into what here would be an obvious question, but the question is, and one should research this, is that we have a famous klal, a famous rule with brachos, that sofek brachos lahokel. If you're in doubt, you would avoid saying bracha. So here you have a description of a situation where Rebbe was in doubt and nevertheless would say a bracha, something that needs to be explained. Ach Rabbeinu Tam meforesh de uvda de Rebbe bo lachlok kidipi rashnu. Rabbeinu Tam simply says that Rebbe's presented here to argue with that opinion mentioned before of chodosh and then yoshon, the upgrading idea, and Rabbeinu Tam simply paskins like Rebbe. It seemed that it was important to resolve Rebbe with the for the Rashbam's sake, because maybe Rebbe carries such great weight in terms of psak that what Rebbe did would have to have conformed to, for as far as the Rashbam is concerned, that his opinion would have to have been able to be fit into Rebbe's practice. V'yesh meforshim dahu dechodesh v'yoshen mayri bebirchas bore priya gefen. The Yesh Meforshim wants to say that the statement of the Yerushalmi that made reference to the Chodosh V'Yoshim before was not dealing with Hatova Meitiv, but rather with the Brocha of Bore Priya Gefen, Dumyu Deshinui Mokum Devosur Hachi, similar to the reference to one who changes his place. There, in that quote above, the Yerushalmi said Shinui Mokum Tzorch Levarach, and that's not Hatova Meitiv. That means Tzorch Levarach means you have to make, if you were drinking in one place and changed your location, that would generate a new Borei Priya Gefen Bracha. Therefore, in context, the reference to Chodesh V'Yoshon, this Yesh Meforshim wants to say, is also the need for a new Borei Priya Gefen if you have a second cup of upgraded wine. Avolomot Sinu Kein B'Gemara Shalonu. even if you accept the Yesh Meforshim Pshat, Tosfos does not want to rule like that. We don't find anything like that in our Gemara. That because of upgrading wine quality, you would have to make a new Borei Pri HaGefen. The next Tosfos is dealing with the challenge to what we saw in the Gemara. Is Hatova Meitiv said only when there is Shutfis, when there is some type of dual ownership or dual participation? How do you explain the Hatova Meitiv that one says after or in anticipating drinking a cup of wine? So the Gemara answered, Hosam de'iko b'nei chabura de'shosu ba'dei. He's not drinking alone, he's drinking the wine together with other people. So it makes it more into a Shutfis situation. So the lashon of the Gemara was there is b'nei chabura, which would sound like there are friends drinking together with him. However, Tosfos says it's not limited to that. V'adin im ishto ubonov imo. The same would apply that if his wife and children are with him drinking together, as long as he's not a solitary human being. Avol yachid lo, but a solitary person would not say Hatova Meitiv, even though he's drinking a second cup of, or from a second bottle of upgraded, of higher quality wine. V'afilu Shechionu ein mevorach yochid al shinu yayin. Shechionu was referred to in the Gemara earlier with regard in the rain sugya, and a distinction was made there with regard to a single owner of land would say Shechionu, as opposed to a partnership ownership of land, where Hatov Hametiv would be recited. And in that discussion, so singularity was mentioned in the context, or I say Shechionu was mentioned in the context of singularity. So Tosfos is saying that's not true in the case of a singular person drinking upgraded quality wine. He's not going to say Shechionu just because he's getting now a bottle of higher quality wine. So reading that again, he says, "V'afilu shechionu mevorach yochid al shinu yayin delo ashlin yochid mevorach shechionu rak achadeta." The idea of an individual making a shechionu bracha—it's only on something that involves newness. V'chein kol pri chadash kishachlo mevorach shechionu. Likewise, when one eats a new fruit, a fruit that was just coming into season now, and it's new for him, so he'll make that bracha. And I'm reading b'sof b'chol ma'arvin, as is mentioned in Maseches Erevin. Rabbi Yochanan Omar afilu kona kayotze bohen. This is referring to under what circumstances would one make a shechianu. So we saw machlokes Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said that if a person owned a particular item and he got it, let us say, through Yerusha, and he's now for the first time purchasing that item, so as far as method of acquisition, it's a new method of acquisition as opposed to item, because he already has that kind of item. Nevertheless, since his method of acquisition is new, Rabbi Yochanan says he will make a shechianu. Here, Tosfos rules like Rabbi Yochanan, but according to the second Lashon, which was on Daf Samach Omid Aleph, under our Roman numeral number 2 in our marking system, which said, Afilu kona v'hodor kona. He is purchasing a new item, but he already has that kind of item in his possession. Shehoyu lo kelim chadashim kayotze ba'elu. He already has items like this. You can say a person last week bought a new automobile, and this week, a week later, he buys a second new automobile. So he will make a second shechianu. Dekaimalon k'Rav Yochanan, and Tosfos now explains how we come to a ruling like Rabbi Yochanan. After all, Rav Huna is also in the picture here, who has a different opinion. So why is it that we chose Rabbi Yochanan? The Kaimelon k'Rav Yochanan legabi de Rav, mikoshikein de legabi Rav Huna. We hold like Rabbi Yochanan in a controversy that he may have with Rav, and Rav was a very great Amora, yet when it comes to Psak, we will paskin like Rabbi Yochanan over Rav, and certainly like Rabbi Yochanan over Rav Huna. Tosfos doesn't spell this out, but he had spelled this out in a Tosfos on a previous daf in our Masechta, where this rule was quoted, and where Tosfos added that Rav Huna was a student of Rav. So if we're going to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan over the teacher, we're certainly going to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan over the student. The Omer, let's just read that line again, where Tosfos said, "The Kamek Rabbi Yochanan Legabi de Rav, Mikol Shekein de Legabi Rav Huna Ilchaso Kavosei. The Alcha will be like him, like Rabbi Yochanan." The Omer Ri, the Ri limits the idea of or the examples of Shechianu. She says, "Dafka b'vgodim chashuvim." We will say Shechinah on the acquisition of new clothing, but provided they are significant type clothing. Dumya, the bias chadash, nokat kelim chadashim. The Mishnah in discussing Shechinah, it mentions kelim chadashim, which is a reference to new clothing in the context of new home. A bias is a significant acquisition. So the clothing referred to under in the word kelim also have to be of significance. Aval sheinam chashuvim kolkach, things that are not that important or that costly, one will not say shechianu kamo min olim van plios v'choluk v'chayotze bohen, like shoes, socks, robes, and similar things. Ein tzorach levorach. You won't make a shech. You're not expected to make a shechiyonu. B'Yushalmi, Tosfos again quotes the Yushalmi. Omer of Chiyo bar Abba lo soif dvorim chadoshim elafilu shchokim ki ilu chadoshim heim. The Reb Chiyo's opinion is that the item being purchased isn't necessarily something brand new. It could even be something that's a used item. Shchokim literally means worn out. It's like chadoshim. Rabbi Yankiv b'shem Rabbi Chiyo bar Abba Omar kono omer shechiyonu. If a person buys it, so he says shechiyonu. Nitan lo omer hatov ha-meitiv. If it's given to him as a gift, he says hatov ha-meitiv. Lovash begodim omer, when he wears the clothing, he says malbish arumim. V'tzorch iyun b'gemor shalonu delo ashkon hatova meitiv elo b'deiko achrino badei. It would seem to necessitate resolving our Gemara with the Yerushalmi, or let us say we'd have to look into this matter, because in our Gemara it seems hatova meitiv is said only when there is someone with him. Here you don't have a second party involved in receiving. It's A is giving to B. You have only one receiver, and even so, the Rishalmi says you would say Hatov Ameitiv. So that's left as an issue to look into. With that, we conclude our Tosfos Shiur for today.